Today is Tuesday, October 1st, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you guys listen. And today is no different. Welcome, welcome, the 1st of October. I was turning around. I feel like I've been off on that entry point, on the entrance. The past couple of episodes, maybe the past three episodes or so. Because I turn around, I usually look at my phone to see what the date is, because I never remember what, I barely remember what day it is, much less the date. And I was looking for my phone, because I usually look at my phone, I pick up my phone and I grab it, and that's how I know what date it is. And so I turned around, and I think I left my phone downstairs. I'm not really sure. Probably it's downstairs. But speaking of phone, I got my new phone, and I haven't started using it yet. But I opened it up today during lunch. It's the OnePlus 7 Pro, if anybody wants to. I mean, all of my listeners are probably iPhone people because, I mean, that's how you guys are. You're all iPhone people. But I'm not. I'm an Android person, and I got the phone in, and I really like it. It's really nice looking. I have to say, though, most of the smartphones today all look very similar. They have a similar, you know, back, a similar panel. All the panels are pretty much made by Samsung at this point. So, you know, all of that is very similar. And so, you know, it's not like you're really having to choose between, you know, such different phones. Even iPhone and Android have very similar features now. So I don't know. It's not like they're any different. I don't know. Anyway, so I got it in and it looks really nice. I haven't transferred everything over yet, so I will be doing that. But that is probably something I'm going to do tonight. The only thing that I found out, and I don't remember if I talked about this yesterday or whenever it was that I was telling you guys about my new phone, it does not have a headphone jack. And I, in all of my research, I didn't remember to check on that. And at night when I go to bed, I always put on something on YouTube or I put a podcast on or something like that. And I have Bluetooth headphones or in-ear headphones that I wear throughout the day because I don't like a wired headphone as I'm walking around. But at night I put in the wired ones mainly because I normally fall asleep while listening to YouTube or podcast or whatever. And I kind of tuck my phone under my pillow so that I can get all that radiation throughout the night. I don't wear the Bluetooth ones because they're literally the individual little pluggy things that each go into a separate ear and they're not connected. And so I'm afraid what will happen is I'll fall asleep and they'll fall out of my ear and get lost. And so I don't put them in. I put them to charge downstairs, and then I wear my wired headphones because those might get wrapped around my arm or, you know, something weird like that, but they're not going to get lost probably. So now I have to buy USB-C, either an adapter that will adapt USB-C to headphone. Or and also you run into the problem that you can't, just like with an iPhone. So now I have an iPhone problem. Just like with an iPhone, you can't charge it and listen at the same time because you have audio going in the USB-C. So it's not free to plug in the charger. And so I may have to get an adapter that has both charging and audio, so that I can do both at the same time. I'm sure all of you iPhone people know exactly what I'm talking about. So there you go. But other than that, it looks beautiful. The screen is very nice. I haven't tested anything else out, so I'll let you guys know, but it should be good. And it also is an international unlocked phone. So when I go on my trip next week, I'm thinking I might try buying a prepaid SIM card and switching to that for usage like while I'm in England, so I don't have to pay the international roaming fee or whatever. And then Mark could, because every day if I use my phone overseas, I have a plan, but it makes me pay $10 a day. And because I'm going to be gone over a week, that would be, I don't know, $80 or $90 extra on our phone bill. But if I buy a prepaid phone card for data, then I can just, you know, say, hey, Boyfie, we're going to message on Facebook Messenger or something like that. And then I can just use the data. And I very rarely use I very rarely talk on the phone. So I think I could do everything pretty much with data. Even talking on the phone, you can do through Skype or something like that. So we'll see. I'll try that out. But I guess I'm going to have to go on Amazon tonight and see if I can find some kind of adapter or either headphones that have USB connection. But I'm really going to have to find it that will allow me to charge it at the same time. Because when I do that at night, I've got to be able to charge it throughout the night while I'm also listening to it. So I don't know. It's going to be a thing. So I want to read when all that drama happened last week, I got so many supportive messages from everyone and I missed at least one. I hope I didn't miss more, but I missed at least one from Moose P, and he messaged me on Facebook Messenger, which I rarely go into Facebook. I'm so over Facebook now. A bunch of people wish me happy birthday in Facebook, and I didn't see it until like a week or two later, and so I didn't even respond. But I love all of you, and if any of you messaged me on Facebook to wish me a happy birthday, thank you so much. I was also really busy, I have to admit, during my birthday, so I have a little bit of an excuse. But anyway, he says, bro, just heard the latest Geeky Gay. Don't worry about what your parents think. You're an adult. Adults have sex. Adults also think about sex and lust after other adults. Got news for you. Your parents have sex and lust after other attractive adults too. Ugh, I don't want to think about that though. He says, well, they do if they are being honest. He says, don't be embarrassed, don't edit your life, and don't apologize. Well, thank you, Moose. I appreciate that. So I definitely wanted to read that because I didn't want you to think that I had forgotten, but I get so many different messages, and now I can't remember. Nico messaged me on GroupMe and gave me this big, long thing, and I don't remember if I responded to that or read it on the show. I can't read it now, but Nico, you can let me know. Did I read that on the show? Because I don't remember at this point. But I will read it on the show because I'm always needing content, but I can't remember if I did or not. So Nico, let me know. Also, I'm starting a new podcast. I want to let you guys know. And it's all for the benefit of the Joe Batance Fund. I am starting a new podcast with Joe Batance. It's called Throwing Down with Adam and Joe. It's a riff on catching up with Joe and Mike. And it's going to be every other week. And it is going to be on the Afterthought Media Network, which is Joe Batance. It's his business. So I will use that as a platform to advertise Pride 48. And I will talk about Pride 48 as much as I possibly can. But it is going to be Patreon only for him. So he's going to use it as content for his Patreon people. But I've always wanted to do a podcast with Joe. And I've never been good enough for him. So I was like, oh yes, he asked me to do a show with him. And I've never been good enough before, and now I am. I'm so happy. But anyway, I'm going to do that. So if any of you guys are Patreon, all you have to give is $1 a month, and you'll be able to get that show. We're going to record our first episode this weekend, I think. And that will be my fourth podcast that I have. So I think I'm over podcasting myself, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'm excited about doing it. Joe, if you're listening, I love you. And so if any of you guys want to go over there, you can, I, don't know the URL to go to for his. It's Afterthought Media, but I don't know. I'm sure you can find it. But we're going to do that every other week. And I probably shouldn't have advertised it because I'm going to be probably more open and honest on that show. But you have to be a Patreon supporter. So I figure maybe that'll weed out some people who may not want to hear whatever it is that I have to say. And I think I'm going to end it right there. Work was really stressful today, and I got told by someone I was confrontational on a meeting. But, you know, it is how it is. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts over at pride48.com. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Have a good evening, everyone. Bye.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.